This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You may have resentment today. You may have come here and said, you know, I feel like I've been cheated and life's not fair. You may have family members that you feel were given things that you weren't, and you may have resentments about that. You may feel a school system didn't treat you right, a college didn't treat you right, a corporation didn't treat you right. But here's what I tell people who feel like they've been dealt with unfairly: look at the cross. Look at the cross. Focus on the cross. And then everything pales when you realize I have been forgiven through what Christ did on the cross. Warren Bennis, for years and many years ago, was the president at UC, University of Cincinnati. He wrote a book called Why Leaders Can't Lead. He talks about the flying Walendas. Remember the trapeze family, the guys that would walk the tightrope? He said they were known for their tightrope walking. He talks about Carl Walenda's capacity for concentration on the intention, the task, the decision. But then he says this: I was even more intrigued when several months later, Walenda fell to his death while walking a tightrope without a safety net between two high-rise buildings in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Later, Walenda's wife said that before her husband had fallen, for the first time in his life, he had been concentrating on falling instead of walking the tightrope. He had even personally supervised the attachment of the guide wires, which he'd never done before in his career. Warren Bennis said this: the only difference between success and failure, life and death, sometimes is the direction we're looking. Maybe that's the message today. If you're focusing on bad people succeeding, people who don't give Jesus Christ the time of day, they seem to be successful, they seem to have it all, maybe you're focusing on the wrong thing. You need to focus on the cross. Don't base your decisions about the Lord or your opinion of the Lord based on distribution of the wealth. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. You don't base it on the distribution of health and wealth. You base it on what Christ did on the cross for you personally. You know, I've noticed that people like to generalize the cross. What does that mean? They talk about Jesus dying for the sins of the world. But I guarantee you, when a man or woman starts thinking about it personally, you know what happens? They start weeping. And it really sinks in for the first time: Jesus Christ died for my sins. And my sins were nailed to the cross. And everything I've done in my life, doesn't matter what it is, it's covered by the blood of Christ. It's covered by the blood of Christ. That's why forgiveness is the most important issue in your life, whether you know it or not. Somebody came to hear that today. Most important issue in your life is not your track record or your success. It's that you're forgiven. Most important issue in your marriage, forgiveness. The most important issue, parent-child relationships, forgiveness. There's nothing more important in your life than the issue of forgiveness, that we serve a forgiving God who proved it by sending his son to die on the cross. That's called the gospel, the good news that Christ died, was buried, and he rose again the third day. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the word today from Jeremiah. My guess is there are people in all three services that came today with resentment. There's a relative they resent because they seem to have it all. And yet maybe they're not following the rules in a lot of areas in life. People who seem at school to have it all, and yet they violate one principle after another. And Asaph in the book of Psalms said he became so bitter. He said, I became like a brute animal, a wild animal in terms of his anger and hostility. And then he said, but then I came into the sanctuary and I saw the end picture.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.